The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me. She's on the mic. Aviana Barrientos and Jill Lane. So good to have you here.
Great to be here. I always love being in studio.
Oh my gosh. I've had
so
such
good
a
to see Lexi again.
Oh man.
I know. I haven't seen you since pre-baby.
Yeah, pre-baby.
Post-baby,
yeah.
Lexi.
Yeah, post-baby.
That's me.
She's doing
we could
well.
Do a whole show on how things have changed or what's new in your life. So another day, we'll schedule that.
I had a wackadoodles weekend. I just had like a total wackadoodles weekend. Last night I was pounding screws because I didn't have nails, I didn't think, and you're not supposed to pound screws, you have to screw a screw, but I couldn't find my screwdriver, so I was trying to pound the nail. The drywall in my dog run was coming down because it was never finished with the FRP board, and my two rescues
yeah,
Tom and Willie,
right,
from my trip to Houston a few weeks ago, and anyway, it's just been a wacky weekend. But
I'm so excited to get to talk to our first guest today because maybe it had something to do with how you started your day.
I know. Rob Richmond's going to be on the show. I love him. You're the one that actually told me about him.
He and I just have been in passing at something called Mindshare. And then he and I were in a group together at something called The Campfire Effect with Chris Smith. And so I've just been a fan of his and watching what he's up to online. And so we go kind of like ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
Got to work on each other's businesses a little bit. But I thought of you this morning knowing that he was coming on as I was dressing all in black, as
everybody
in studio is wearing
black
today.
I
was like, there's dog hair on my pants. I had like fixed something in my dog's kennel back to dogs.
I always have hair.
And I'm like, where's my lint roller to get this off? And then I was like, Bernadette never is covered with animal hair. As many animals as she has.
19,
I'm like,
21,
I never.
Sorry, I just went up from 19
between
to 21.
Between cats, which are the worst, and dogs, because some shed, some don't. I'm like, I thought of you. I'm like, Bernadette's never covered in animal hair. How could that be?
I have three vacuum cleaners in my house. one end of the house, one in the other, and one upstairs. And
how many lint rollers do you own?
I have
because
lint rollers.
Is that part
everywhere.
Of your morning ritual to like lint roll?
I lint roll my bed because my dog Mick gets in my bed, and even if I put
bed,
down on my
never thought of that.
Yeah, he sleeps in my bed every night. He and Susie, two of my nine. Because I've got the new ones that are out in the dog run, which I, my morning rituals are crazy. So what is the other thing that made you think of me?
Well, that was the biggest thing because I'm like, and then I always wonder because you come in here. I wish your team could post a picture of this, like a bag lady. Literally, there's like three bags with every best-selling book ever made in them and about 52 magazines and then a few random stacks of papers. And I say that because I so respect how well read you are.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you
here's the problem,
literally
though.
Are
I can't
a pro
remember
at what
half
you
of
do.
It.
You think that, but you do remember.
I
watch you do
out.
Your thing on the
you're
show
so
every
sweet.
Week when you're interviewing amazing researchers and New York Times bestselling authors. And you're like bouncing around between all of these resources that you have, quoting them like, oh, I read that. You pull up into the page and it's like so masterful to watch. And so
thank you.
As I can barely get my one backpack for the gym put together and then whatever I need to bring for today to the studio in another backpack, I'm thinking Bernadette has like 65 bags and lint rollers. There's got to be lint rollers in all of them each morning.
There's a lint roller in my car always. Sometimes even two, but the back of my car is all full of books. But speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up because I like Nature Magazine. Actually, Sean Wells is the one that told me about it. I always find little stories in there that are so interesting. And so here's one that I found, and everybody will love this. Gut feeling, the once radical idea that gut microbes affect mental health is now a major research pursuit. So the important thing about that is you know, have an open mind about medicine, have an open mind about research, just have an open mind about the power of nature, because nature is everything. It really is. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yes, and we only know so much. Anybody that's a researcher worth their salt will tell you that research has its limitations. You can only control right. for so much in the research laboratory. We need research to help guide where we think we're going with pharmaceuticals and everything else that we want to know about the body and things pertaining to science. But it's not the end all be all. There's so much we don't know.
So much we don't know.
And so to your point, we need to just embrace that there's a lot left to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much to learn. And I don't even know where to begin. There's so many messages I want to get out. But this is something funny that I found. And I just thought, this is so funny. And what we can learn from ants. So in Nature magazine, there was a little animal behavior, little piece. You know, in the beginning,
Wait,
they have
ants
all these
animals.
Well, it says animal behavior.
Okay,
so
we're going with it.
Okay, so we're going with Nature magazine calling them animals. It says ants. Accidental team effort. A group of leafcutter ants needs neither a master plan nor a leader to build lengthy trails. The construction and clearing of their sophisticated highways, it turns out, relies mainly on independent efforts that add up to unintentional teamwork, and that many leafcutter ants of the genus Ata travel. Ata is a word. Ata. I'm saying it wrong. Ata?
Go with it. No Ata? One knows the difference.
I don't know. It says, but many leafcutter ants of the genus Ata, A-T-T-A, travel a complex trail system, which can include many kilometers of paths to carry pieces of leaves to their nest. And the ants create these highways by removing debris from prospective trails and flattening the soil. But here's the funny part. I thought this was so funny. The scientists did not observe any boss ants.
Boss ants? No one's in charge.
No,
amazing.
Love that.
It's unintentional teamwork. That's my favorite quote from this whole thing. Unintentional teamwork. I think
I
this world needs a little more of that.
I know. Isn't that? And that goes for driving, too, on our highways. Why can't?
It goes for everything.
There's no bosses, okay, on the freeways, or there shouldn't
Couldn't
be.
Observe. Wait, isn't there like a queen ant? You know, that big one with the wings?
The queen bee, the queen ant.
Well,
yeah,
maybe
sense.
They report to her at the end of the day. I
love
don't know.
That.
But it
love
says
they report to her.
They don't have... They don't have any boss ants telling others to pick up their ladder. Instead, the cleanup seemed to result from many ants making independent decisions to tackle the mess.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Just when I thought I hated ants, I love this story. Yeah. My house is always invaded by various kinds of ants. I don't know why. I have three... Okay. Dirty kids, I don't know, something, sugar ants.
Essential oils, I don't use any chemicals on my whole property. I use, in my house, I use, essential oils.
Yeah.
And you're the one that told me that.
Yeah.
To do that for ants. In fact, didn't you text me about a month ago?
Sure. I'm happy to take credit for it.
I think so.
Essential oils are great for lots of pests around the house, and it's way better than the chemical alternative. Orange is one of the big ones that's really helpful, even for termites.
Mm-hmm. And cleaning products.
But ants can be very destructive, but I love their unintentional teamwork. I love that there were no boss ants.
No boss ants.
I'm loving that they report to potentially a queen, so I'm good with all of that.
I was thinking about, and cats help keep away mice.
Right.
You know, I haven't seen a mouse in my house in years and years and years, or even snakes. Thank God.
Which
I
you
did
mean?
Have a snake once,
by where
a
you
tiny
live.
Snake one time that came under. I nearly had a heart attack and died, but the cats got it.
I can't deal snakes.
It was a little tiny.
Didn't you have to get one with a shovel?
Oh, that was a couple of months. That was like a month ago. I had to kill a copperhead.
Ooh.
You didn't hear that story?
No.
During the middle
yeah,
of a
from tip to tip, remember?
Oh, I wasn't here for that. I only heard. I only heard. Got the measurements. Later.
They love how.
After the
fact. Yeah, they're never going to let that die. But another thing. So we have Rob Richman coming up, as you said. He is the author of The Culture Blueprint, and he also developed the X-Pill. This is a very interesting man who's going to be at the Biohacking Conference in Beverly Hills on April the 5th through the 7th. But we're going to be talking about morning rituals with him. And of course, you know, one of my favorite guys is Tim Ferriss. Mm. And so Tim Ferriss has his five morning rituals that will help you win the day. And one of them is drinking tea. So when I was, and I'm bringing this all together, I'm spinning around. Okay, so Nature magazine had a ton of articles this past week about tea for tumors, like decades of research exploring the potential anti-cancer effects of green tea and yet to translate into clinical benefits. And drink tea to be merry. It says the the minutiae of a cup of tea is able to lift mood, improve focus, and perhaps even ward off depression and dementia are being uncovered in science. And so I thought it was interesting that Tim Ferriss says that's part of his morning rituals. And so I can't wait to hear what Rob Richmond's morning rituals are, or what he wants to tell us, because my ritual was off today. I left my house with my bed unmade, which is unusual, and it was just...
Can't bounce a quarter off of it? Because I know how you are with those beds.
No, I can't bounce a quarter. I can't even... No, you wouldn't even find a quarter. It's just a mess of blankets on top of my bed this morning. But it was funny. I thought, I'm going to let it go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see what Rob has to say about that. But we're going to go to break. We've got an amazing show coming up, you guys, with Rob Richmond. He is the author of Culture Blueprint, and he developed the X-Pill. You're not going to want to miss it. And, of course, Jill Lane, How to Feed Yourself and Your Student Athlete Well. I need this, because I got to tell you, my kids, some of the stuff they eat just drives me crazy. So I'm hoping you can help me.
Me too. We'll get into it, of course.
We've got an amazing show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Jill Lane, and our very special guest, Rob Richmond. He is the author of the book Culture Blueprint, A Systematic Guide to Building the High-Performance Workplace. He was a manager and culture strategist at Zappos.com and co-founded Zappos Insights. Robert has spoken to and consulted for great companies like Google, Toyota, Whole Foods, and many others. He developed the X pill, which is a pill. It's a pill and a process that helps people break through their own blocks to access the power of the unconscious mind. You can find him at robertrichman.com. That's RobertRichman.com. Always a pleasure, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you. It really is. And having Jill Lane here, too. She introduced me to you.
Yeah, hey, Jill.
Yeah, a couple of years
What's
ago.
Happening?
And so it's so great. And we've talked about your X-Pill before. We've talked about many things. And today we're talking about morning rituals. Do they actually work? So, okay, with the morning rituals, I think that they are a must, in my opinion. But you saying that they don't really work for everyone, why is that?
Well, here's the big myth with it is that it's funny you mentioned Tim Ferriss with it, because here's a guy who's got a lot of time and resources, doesn't have kids, right?
Right.
And has all this time to do these kind of rituals. And a lot of people, they wake up to their mornings and immediately something's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have that time to do it. Things go off the rails. And I actually discovered for myself the secret when I was telling my friend Rob about this amazing day I had. And rather than asking about my morning ritual, he stopped me and said, tell me about the night before.
Mm.
And I go, oh, and I told him about it. And it was the most relaxing evening I had. And it started to clue me in that what if beginnings really start with an ending?
Oh.
And I think the big missing picture is if you wake up like feeling great and clear and plenty of energy and those kind of things, morning rituals are fantastic. Like really go and plan those out and do them. And I do them, but they didn't really stick for me until I got my evening ritual down.
Oh, wow.
Until I figured out how to wind down the day and let that go so that I could sleep well and then wake up with the energy. So what I noticed is it's easier to start with protecting your evenings. I mean, one of the things I do, for example, is I take a hot bath with Epsom salts. Well, I can tell about different things I do.
Mm-hmm.
But the secret to this is really how can you land that plane first the evening before, which is going to make the morning ritual so much easier.
Mm-hmm. I love that phrase, land that plane. That's brilliant. It really is. So what else do you do? And you know what? Let's talk about this for a second. So many people, I'm a huge proponent of Epsom salt. I used to be in the flotation therapy business, deprivation. I think it's so powerful. So many people don't understand the power of magnesium. What do you say to them?
What I say is, what I say at most of my speeches, I say, don't believe a word I say. I say, try it for yourself, and then you have an experience, because only experiences shift beliefs, not words.
Mm.
So just try it and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. So many people, and me included too, and I do agree with you about the night before can make a huge difference in how, you know, you start off your week or start off your morning the next day. But what are some of the other things that you do at night to make sure that your routine the next day comes off smooth, or you land smoothly, if you will? Well, I guess, wait, you've already landed. So I guess deplane?
Taking off?
I was thinking about it as a metaphor because, you know, there's flying in the air, there's taking off. And when you take off, you can generally fix things as you're going up there. But if you mess up the landing, things can really go horribly.
Yeah.
So that landing is really key. And I found, and I resisted this for a while. I resisted evening meditation. I was always doing the morning one. I thought, okay, I don't want to do that at that time. But I started doing just 10 minutes of just sitting and just paying attention to my breath. Doing that, the bath, and then ideally writing something that's important for the next day that I want to do. Rather than thinking about it the next morning, I think about it the night before. What would be a great day for that day? Mm-hmm. And those three things make for an amazing evening, especially if you don't watch something way too stimulating at night. If I watch 24 or a show like that, I'll have nightmares about it.
Right.
So really, really just easing into that evening.
Well, you know, for me, and this is something that I've struggled with for years, actually, and I'm sitting here looking at Jill because she's one of the ones that has told me, and many other experts that have been on the show, that you really should not exercise at night. But one of my favorite forms of exercising is dancing. And I like to dance when the sun has gone down and I turn down the lights in my house and I dance. Mm-hmm. I just dance. But sometimes it does, you know, get me a little jacked up, you know, because your body's like moving. But that's the best time of the day for me. Not the morning. I don't like to work out in the morning. I like to dance or work out at night. Is that bad, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a myth, actually. This was tuned into me by my friend Jordan, who he was going through cancer treatments, and he said he couldn't sleep. And he said the one thing that worked, oddly enough, was he was doing push-ups. But here's the thing, and this might be an interesting adjustment to your dance routine, is he would do as many as he could in a short period of time until he was just flat out exhausted. So rather than a sport that just keeps on going, it's a compressed period of time where you do it as hard as you can to exhaust yourself.
Ah, that's a great idea. And I do lift weights sometimes. I'll take between a song, I'll, you know, do like some HIIT training. And it's funny you say that about push-ups, because sometimes I will drop down on the stairwell and just do, you know, a set of push-ups. But I don't do them to exhaustion. I do like 12 or 13, something like that. That's not enough to really exhaust you. And Jill's over there shaking her head, looking at me.
Yeah, no, I'm for any exercise any time of the day. We clearly need more of it based on the science. I think the only time that I worry is if people start to rob from sleep because they're working out, you know, at really odd hours, then it's this, you know, balancing act between what's more important, sleep and the benefits of that or exercise. But we clearly all need regular exercise. And if night works, then that's great.
I just feel like I have to move my body at some point during the day, and the nighttime just really works out better for me. You know,
it's a great outlet. I think
it
for
is
you,
a great
it's
outlet.
A great outlet. And I think there's others that are like
absolutely,
that too.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I feel like Robin, I don't know how you or Jill, when I dance, I'm also meditating because I'm completely letting my mind escape from, you know, the present moment.
I think Rob could probably speak more to this, but I think his 10 minutes of quiet time might be equivalent to the benefit you get from your dancing around, because you're just kind of leaving the worries of the day behind, if you will, and then increasing your joy factor and just having fun.
Yeah. Well, I think little kids are like that too. You know, they need their playtime. They need to go outside and just, you know, be silly and move their bodies and breathe and just relax. So let me ask you this. Isn't routine extremely important though? Even just a little bit of routine to keep us in.
You have no idea. I actually went crazy with it, because what happened was, you know how they say that people who win the lottery, they end up spending all that money and they end up in a worse place, and everybody thinks, oh, that would never be me. Like that would never happen. And so I realized for me what happened was I won the lottery in terms of time. Because I have a business model that allows me to just simply go, I give a keynote, I come back, and I make a living that way, and it gives me a lot of time. And what I found was having a lot of time, I would waste it constantly. And it just hit me how much every time people say, oh man, I wish I had more time for this, I wish I had more time for that. And it's strange, when you get a lot more time, you're not good with it, the same way lottery winners are with money. And so I found that having a lot of time made me do more routines because I was so inefficient with it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. It really is. And so what do you think about making the bed every day? I did not make mine this morning because I just couldn't get it done. I had to, like you said, you know, sometimes in the morning, especially if you have children and I've got 21 animals, things don't go the way I always want it to. This morning it was raining. My dogs would not go outside and they screwed up my whole schedule this morning.
Well, the good thing about making the bed is that it's really just 2 minutes. And who doesn't have 2 minutes unless there's literally something on fire?
Yeah.
I think we all have 2 minutes to get something done and feel like, okay, I accomplished something right at the beginning of the day.
You're probably right. I did have 2 minutes. I just didn't want to make my bed. So it's a rebel in me, I guess, that I just didn't want to do it. But typically I do. It's kind of funny how your mind will, you know, play tricks on you, if you will.
And hey, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there some, I don't know if it was a book or a study that was actually done that said there's some mental benefit you get from just checking that box that you accomplished something in the morning. So, you know, making the bed is just kind of one thing that most everybody can do. Yeah. It's like you start your day off with a win, you know, even if you didn't get to the gym or get your protein at breakfast or whatever it is that you're following. Is there something to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually literally a book called Make Your Bed. It's by one of the admirals of the Navy SEALs who said, look, start here. This is that baby step to start. Actually, Zappos, I was part of the life coaching program there. And there's this woman who's overweight. Now she looks like a battle axe. She's just ripped. And the coach took her, the first step she did, this is no joke, is the first assignment she had when she was overweight starting this out was to go to the gym, use the bathroom, and leave. That was her first step.
Oh, wow. Well, I did do laundry. It's not like I was just laying around doing nothing because I didn't make my bed. I was very productive. I did a lot of things, but it's funny though. But making your bed really does, they say, like you're saying too, Rob, really set you up for success for the day by just checking that box.
Yeah, exactly. And since I've gotten the evening run down, I've started the morning one, and now I literally use a checklist. I was very influenced by this book called The Checklist Manifesto, and they make the point where they say, when you're a beginning pilot, you have this huge checklist to make sure everything's going to be all right with the plane. When you're a 50-year veteran, you have this huge checklist to make sure everything's going to go right with the plane. And so I literally have a clipboard with a checklist on it, just really because it feels good to check things off the list.
I make a list almost every single day, and it does feel really good to scratch it off the list. I don't have it on a clipboard. I may start doing that. That'll make me feel more efficient, more professional when I do it. I'll have to get
Boss
that. Okay, but so what does your morning look like, Rob?
Yeah, so I've definitely developed it over the years. It can be intimidating to some, but I do 20 minutes of meditation. I go for a run. I journal. I was resisting journaling for the longest time, and then I read about this book called Bullet Journaling. And the idea with it is, I used to think journaling was about writing the Dear Diary notes, and I'm going to have to write two or three pages, and that just felt exhausting.
Right.
Now what I do, both in the morning and the evening, is I simply write some bullet points of some high points, something that I learned. It might be literally three to five bullet points, and I count that as a win as journaling because I captured something from the day or a thought or an insight that I have.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I was, you know, Tim Ferriss recommends in his morning rituals journaling. And so I pulled this article out of the magazine Magnolia Journal, which is a popular magazine for women. It's got, you know, good recipes and stuff like that. It was pretty. So I bought it. I wanted to relax anyway. But in there it says a year of focused journaling, and it talks about focused journaling, even for just a few minutes at a time, can bring a sense of clarity and renewed purpose to your days, that this simple practice offers the space for you to reflect on the months behind you as well as anticipate what's ahead. And it says once you're ready, you can journey to wherever your thoughts lead you, and you can follow these prompts to help you thoughtfully navigate the months ahead. Would you agree, since you're a journaler now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's even the practice of doing it, it feels like the lessons sink in more. So I feel like my learning in general in life has been accelerated just by doing it, and literally just a few bullet points a day.
Okay, what's the name of that book again? I'm gonna order it.
The bullet journaling.
Bullet journaling, and then there was another one that you mentioned too.
There was Make Your Bed. That was by the admiral of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. Anything else you want our listeners to know about how to have the best morning rituals? Again,
I'd say just remember to start with the evening. Don't even focus on the morning first. Make sure that you protect that evening to have a wind down so that you can let go of the day. Even I've extended that to the weekend too. Sundays, I don't do any kind of work whatsoever. And it's made me way more productive than ever. So I think one of the things not really talked about a whole lot in the whole world of productivity is that the rest, the recover time is so important in order to refresh your energy to take on the next day or the next week.
Yeah, great advice. Jill, you wanted to say something?
I just want to thank you for giving us the permission to not focus so much on the morning, because I was going to say women, but I'll expand it to parents who have kids in the home where there's lunches to be packed and stuff to go on. When you read books, and Tim Ferriss's work is great, but very rarely when I read something from someone who has their top whatever things to do in the morning, are they talking about the things that involve their kids?
Right.
And so I always have found it very unrealistic for the average person. So thank you for starting it the night before, because I think that is something everybody can grab onto, whether you have kids or not.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. It's always a pleasure. Rob Richmond, thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. All right. Everyone, we've got a great show continuing on. Jill Lane, she's going to be talking about how to feed your student athletes. You are listening to One Life Radio. You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Oh my gosh. That was one of my favorite old dance songs. Diamond, thank you for pulling that up. You surprised me. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I remember when that album first came out, and that was actually one of the first albums that I started dancing to in my home.
Speaking of dancing, really?
Yes, that whole album. I would just go over there and listen to the whole, dance to the whole album, and that would be my workout. But, you know, I think it's so freeing. But thank you so much for playing that, Diamond Gray. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I'm here with Jill Lane. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Always a pleasure. So, okay, how to feed lead, your student athlete. This is very timely for me right now. Now, my children are not into athletics, but they study music, not athletics. But I do think there is such an important athletics is a very important part, I think, of childhood development. I really do. And in fact, I remember Sandra Bond Chapman from the Center for Brain Health here in Dallas, Texas. I've told this, said this before on the air. I was at a symposium once, and that was one of her main points, that playing, being a student athlete is very, very beneficial for a child on so many different levels. So I'm glad we're talking about this. And Jill, you work with both male and female athletes from middle school to the pro level as part of your business, Fueling Champions. So you say we have a major issue with where parents and athletes are getting their nutrition info from. Okay, so what is it?
It's called the internet.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, yeah. When I was growing up, the issue was people didn't have enough information because there was no access. I mean, right. Literally, that was back in the day when there was like the card catalog at the library. And right. If you wanted to read something sciencey, you had to go there and get the science journals or, you know, backstock of magazines.
Or the encyclopedias. We had the Britannicas, yes. You know, at our house. Yeah, A to Z.
Yeah, I mean, there were very few protein bars and sports drinks and energy drinks. I mean, that kind of stuff didn't exist. I mean, I'm older, but that wasn't that long ago.
No.
The issue now is there's too much access. It's everywhere, and mm-hmm. It's who to believe and what to believe, and more importantly, what's appropriate. Mom and dad, something that you see online might be good for mom and dad, but it's might not be good for your athlete, and that's where at home there becomes a lot of issue. Mom wants to be keto. Dad wants to be paleo. Does that mean your student-athlete should be that? And so there's just so much information that parents have a hard time weeding through. Okay, what's right for me, but what's right for my athlete?
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up Italian. Everybody knows that listens to the show. And the one thing in my house that was so important was the quality of the food, not how much there was. And there wasn't a lot of food around our house, but what there was real high quality. And, I was reading Thomas Cowan's book again. It's about the changing nature of childhood illness. It's vaccines and autoimmunity. But the one thing that he talks about in this book over and over again is the quality of the food that our children are eating and how important it is to keep them away from fast food. It's so bad for our children. It's so bad for us. We really need to be a lot more aware of what we're putting in our bodies.
Yeah, I mean, there's old studies going back years. I mean, from when I first started in this industry 20 years ago that, you know, they did autopsies, unfortunately, on children that were killed like in car accidents and started to find the beginning of arterial plaque, which tells us that cardiovascular disease starts. It doesn't happen overnight. You don't just have a heart attack for no reason overnight or have high blood lipids or any of that stuff in 6 months or a year. This is a long-term process that starts to happen from our habits or lack thereof when we're young. In our teenage years, even younger than that now, the rate of adult diseases in children is skyrocketing.
It is.
It's not called adult onset diabetes anymore. It's just called type 2 because kids are getting it.
Well, and
so we do have an epidemic. And the athletes, we think, oh, they're immune to it because they exercise all the time.
No, they're
active. Let me tell you, the athletes that I see that are in their teenage years in my business are sicker than they've ever been. They have chronic digestive issues. They have immune issues. They have major issues with their menstrual cycles. You know, we just excuse that away to athletics, and we can't turn a blind eye anymore. These are our future leaders, to your point, and we need to take care of this generation.
You cannot out-exercise a bad diet.
Right.
The bad oils, the high fructose corn syrup. You've got children in their 20s now, in their early 20s, with fatty liver disease because of high fructose corn syrup and bad, just junk food.
Yep.
Junk food everywhere. At major universities all over this country, it's a huge problem. It is, and it's only going to get worse unless we really have some big changes in our diets. So what are some of the top questions that parents and coaches ask you about their athletes?
Well, the first thing from a parent's perspective is that every parent thinks their kid's a picky eater. They come to me and say, Jill, you know, my kid's so picky. They won't eat this or the other. And I posted something on my social media last week, and I said, you know, when I get to look that athlete in the eye and say, well, hey, you know, tell me about what you like. They're not at all a picky eater. The issue is that mom and dad, and listen, I'm a parent, so I'm not trying to, you know, drop the hammer on parents, but it goes back to it's our responsibility. Exposure equals preference. You know, we are the ones that pay for their fast food. We're the ones that bring certain food into the home. These kids want to eat different foods and are okay trying different foods, but the exposure to it, there's not there at home.
Yeah.
They're willing and able to try to help you in the kitchen most of the time, or want to get involved with doing, you know, different things with their food if it helps them with performance or something that's, you know, important to them in their lifestyle. And so the first thing is that everybody thinks their kid's a picky eater. And listen, I have a friend who really deals with kids that are real picky eaters. These kids have feeding tubes and have extreme issues.
Oh, gosh.
They're, you know, that there is such a thing as having extreme picky eating. But for the most part, kids want, they want to be involved. They want you to involve them. They want you to ask questions about their feeding and want you to have the stuff around. But the biggest thing is that you need to understand why they want to do it. And telling them to eat a certain thing because it's healthy is not on their radar. But if you tell them, you know, hey, Susie, you were, you know, your skin or your hair or your, you want to make varsity, you want to start, you want to be able to play all the minutes in your basketball game, make it about something that's important to them in the season that the, of life that they're in. That's all. And the teenage brain is only cares about the season of life that they're in that moment. So you have to make the food about that as well.
Well, you say picky eaters, you know, when I was growing up, and I think this is great, you know, kudos to my mom and dad, but you know, what they had on the dinner, on the table or available in the kitchen, that's it.
Right.
You know, there wasn't anything else. You either ate it or you starved.
Right.
I think that's a great way. And certainly you can always find something to eat if you're hungry enough. So
absolutely.
There's too much access to junk food and, you know, don't get me started, but we're going to go to break here. When we come back, we're going to be continuing with Jill Lane. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach. We're going to be talking about lots of hidden health hurdles that food alone doesn't always solve. We'll be right back. Am I going to turn out fine?
Oh, you turn out fine. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who is found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't you call you on the telephone, baby?
keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. Everyone, Diamond was trying to get me to sing, but it didn't work. I was very close. Oh, my gosh. I'm here with Jill Lane. If you're just now joining us, she is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. We're talking about how to feed your student athlete. And, you know, we went to break. I was going to ask you this. So Jill, many athletes and even non-athletes suffer from and have hidden health hurdles that food alone doesn't always solve for them. So what are they?
Well, we mentioned a couple of them earlier. One is digestive disorders. You know, a lot of, I can maybe just off the top of my head in the last 6 months think of only a couple athletes that came to me, whether they were pro or student, that didn't have something going on with their digestive tract. And honestly, no one knew about it. I asked because I know that's such an important part of their performance and recovery and health. But it's not something that, you know, you're usually talking about at home. Like, hey, Johnny, did you poop today? Was it solid? Or, you know, they're not having those kind of conversations at home. It's, you know, again, kind of an embarrassing topic. You know that.
Kids are about age 7 when they don't want to have any poop talk anymore.
But tell them, listen, you're going to be working on getting better fuel in your body and more of it. And that's part of how we change our food into energy, your digestive tract.
Right.
And so if things aren't working down there, you're getting gassy, bloated, you have indigestion, you have varying degrees of constipation or diarrhea, then that tells us there's something wrong down there.
Uh-huh.
And that even though you're eating better, but you may still have fatigue because of that. And so food, we know, is really important to the microbiome. It helps the good bugs flourish,
yep.
And it helps the bad bug count or colony count go down. And so food is important, but sometimes food is not enough. You know, we may need to explore some supplementation. We may need to, you know, if there's an overgrowth of something, you know, we may need to get into the pharmaceutical world to, you know, take down a fungal infection or something. I mean, it's that extreme.
I have
a 14-year-old who has a new diagnosis of ulcerative colitis. I mean, that's extreme. These are extreme things happening in our kids.
Wow.
And his parents didn't know about it for 6 months because he was ashamed to tell him he was having bloody diarrhea.
I
say these things on the air because I talk about this because I want to give parents permission to just, you know, start the conversation.
Yes.
It might just start over eating more chicken at dinner.
How's your poop, Johnny?
Yeah. you might just go straight to that, but you can start with, hey, you know, again, make it about them. Hey, you know, I know you want to get more minutes on the basketball court. You know, how are things going? Do you feel like your digestion's good? It's an important part of recovery. Like, make it light if you feel like your kiddo has the sense of humor for that, your athlete. But my pros deal a ton with this because they've been on years and years of anti-inflammatory drugs, tons of antibiotics just for prophylactic use or even post-surgical. So the gut health is a big one. I spend a lot of time on gut health.
I'm going to start asking about my kid's poop tonight.
Yeah. Listen, I have one kid that still is like a phantom non-flusher. I won't call my kid out on the air, but I'm always like, great. I know they had that one bowel movement today. If I find like a random turd in a toilet and it wasn't flushed, I always know which kid that is.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't know where to go from here. I will say this, but, you know, and I'm going to give a plug here for Sun Warrior because they have a new probiotic. And in fact, I went to order a couple more bottles of it. They're sold out. But it is, it's made from soil.
Mm-hmm.
It's soil-based.
Right.
And so, it is so important to restore the gut and support proper digestion and all those things, support normal bowel function, all those things that probiotics do.
Right. And, you know, with probiotics, it's not like something you usually have to be on forever, depending on your gut health, but you might, your kiddo might need, I tell people, for 1 to 3 months, just depending on what's going on with them. Just enough to kind of re-inoculate what's going on in the gut. And then between that and improving food choices, the gut is an amazing organ. All of those, you know, microbes down there will start to duke it out for who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And like with the ants at the beginning of the show, you know, the boss ants, the boss bacteria, the good bacteria will reclaim their spot as the ones in charge. But you have to feed it the right way. And then you may need to get some extra help down there in the form of probiotic, but you usually don't have to be on a probiotic for a very long time unless you have something major going on.
Yeah, it's important. All of it's important. And we all love our children the same. We love them very much. And nothing is more important than their health. I tell my children that all the time, that there is nothing more important than your health, because unless you're healthy, you're not going to have a good quality life. You're just not when you're fighting disease all the time. And I know as a parent, it's one of the top things that I worry about. And I know there's lots of parents out there that have the same thoughts. But
Can I just interject something really quick? Because this is a conversation I had 2 days ago with a parent of an athlete of mine, a middle school kid. Please advocate for your children and their health. Your children's coach is not in charge of their health. Meaning, if your child is sick or injured, they should not be forced to go to practice. And you've got to be like rolling your eyes like, oh, that doesn't happen. I have a kid who probably had the flu, definitely had some sort of illness, was extremely sick, and was practicing all week last week to compete this last weekend. And I said to his mom, he needs at least one day off. Mm-hmm. His coach should have zero say-so in that. His health is a number one priority.
Yep.
Period, end of story.
Yep.
We're in such, sports is big business, big money, a lot of investment in it, a lot of ego. And you, in the end, are in charge of making sure that your kid is being treated the right way when it comes to sports. And so if they're being overtrained, or if they're not getting enough sleep, if they're sore and all this stuff all the time, or if they're sick and they can't get over it, they need to take time off. And as the parent... It's your say-so.
It's one of my pet peeves is about the school system. They don't even allow parents to naturally, treat their child. Let's say they pick up a cold or a stomach virus or whatever. A child needs to go to bed. They need to rest. They don't need to run off to the doctor and get put on antibiotics and, fear the fever. The fever is a good thing. It means that your immune system is working, particularly in a child. And it just makes me so mad. Not only do parents not have the time and the money to run off to the doctor, in most cases, they don't even need to go to the doctor. They just need to rest.
Right.
Like you said, it's so important. It makes me really mad. Can you tell?
No, I mean, yeah, I think just being smart, listening to your kid, having an open conversation. Fueling Champions was really designed to open the discussion with parents and their athletes around the heavy stuff, like the menstrual cycle and their digestive tract and making sure they're eating enough and how things are going at practice. And understanding that your athlete is not just an athlete, but they're a student and a person. They're really a trifold. And so to not over elevate the sport, to not over elevate the fact that they're a student, but to really help build up who they are, because I do believe athletes are our future leaders. There's so much we learn as athletes to put us in a good position to lead.
Yes.
But we have to do it the right way, take care of ourselves, and have balance.
Well, I just decided to do this just now. This is my favorite book. I brought you a copy today.
Thank you.
How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. It's just a good baby Bible, if you will, for kids of all ages and yourself to understand about, your immune system. It's by Robert Mendelson. He's passed away now. He's a medical doctor. He was one of America's leading pediatricians and puts parents back in control of their children's health. I'm going to give out the number, 214-787-1190, 214-787-1190. The first two callers each get a copy of the book. We're giving away a lot of books now, Jill, because
I love that.
I think it's so important for all of us to be empowered through education.
I love,
and reading.
Yeah, and I think Rob said it great. Rob Richman, only experiences shift your beliefs. And so by reading a book and trying some new things at home, you can shift your belief and understanding around, how thinking your kid, for instance, is a picky eater. Well, you know what? Take him to the grocery store. Have him pick out a vegetable. They're all on social media anyways. Have him Google or Instagram up a recipe. Have him get involved with how to prepare it in the kitchen. You will be shocked and surprised about how much they want to partake in that if you make it about something that's important to them.
Yeah, I agree. And, we didn't get, I know you wanted to talk about the five basic areas that athletes and their families should focus on first before doing anything else. You want to save it for next time, because the music's going to play in like 30
seconds.
Hey, just
follow me on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions.
We put up
the first one today. The first one is eat enough food. Tomorrow it'll be eat protein. And then the rest of the week, we'll go through the rest of them.
All right. at Team Fueling Champions on Instagram, website, fuelingchampions.org. Jill Lane, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
So good to be here with you guys.
I love it. I love Jill Lane Day. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. We've got one going out today. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, Crazy Water, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.